And now for something a little more classical with a twist. This is the cellist, Clarice Jensen, warming up in our studios. She's going to be talking with Charles Monroe Kane in a minute. But before they get started, let me tell you about her. She got an early start on her instrument at age 3. She studied at Juilliard and worked her way up the classical ranks. The cello was her life for more than 30 years. And then, one day, she realized she didn't actually like the way her cello sounded anymore. And that's when Clarice Jensen decided to reinvent her instrument with guitar pedals. She built a whole new sound.
Do you hear me?
I hear you. You sound great.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, we're so close. I think we're close to an interview. We got a cello. We got weird things plugged into the cello. Are you ready to get started?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, can we hear it?
Sure.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We're in a studio here. I got 3 other people sitting in front of me. And pretty much in the beginning, everybody's shutting their eyes, right? I have a light here so I can read. I'm in a studio without windows. Mm. I shut off the light. I put my feet up.
Nice.
I shut my eyes. But just like in the past with this music, I've been listening to this music a lot last couple of days. I don't find it necessarily relaxing.
Mm.
Somehow it's a little offsetting. I love putting like, I don't know, like when I think about like camping in Alaska. You're kind of having fun, but you're always afraid you're going to get killed by a bear.
Oh, wow.
The music layer in the background is 3 chords, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
3 chords. That's like simple rock and roll. That's punk music. You know, that's aggression layered on top of this extreme beauty.
Yeah, it's sort of a contradiction, I guess. But I think that's pretty interesting and something I look for and... on the surface of things, your immediate read. It's major chords, it's tonal, it's easy. But I try to find ways to, just in very subtle ways, subvert that feeling of calmness and peacefulness. I'm not trying to be manipulative. I think I'm trying to kind of... I mean, I think life is like that, you know, or camping in Alaska can be, I've never camped in Alaska, but...
Well, you wouldn't like it. It's nerve-wracking. But it seems like art's not supposed to put us to sleep, right? Isn't art supposed to wake us up to something?
Absolutely.
What are you playing? Can you describe it to us?
Well, I'm playing a cello. Mm-hmm. And attached to my cello, I have a pickup. And the pickup is sending the line into a chain of pedals. First, an octaver pedal, which is... it's a pog, and it will take the sound and replicate it an octave higher or an octave lower. And then I have a couple of loopers and a delay pedal and 2 freeze pedals. And last... but most importantly, a very nice delay pedal. Sorry, no, reverb pedal. And so the reverb pedal is kind of what makes everything, stitches all the sound together and makes it sound beautiful.
I'm sure you've been playing cello since you were like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
There must have been a time, probably alone, in your apartment in New York where you plugged the cello into an effect pedal, maybe one, and you heard that sound differently, that you've played the cello your whole life. What was that like, the first time you, like, heard the echo?
I mean, it was pretty horrifying. I thought it sounded terrible.
Oh, no.
The first pedal I had was a Boss, just a Boss looper that everybody has. And I was just like, what am I going to do with this that isn't a gimmick, basically? But it was a really important moment, though, because I finally just stopped sort of imagining what I could do and started experimenting and trying. And so, I mean, it started from a very, from a really low musical place. But the more stuff you try and the more pedals you buy and the, you know, the different way you order things, and I'm reordering my pedal board all the time, so it's just sort of like a constant evolving thing about trying to find a sound and then trying to evolve that sound too, I guess.
Sounds like you're having fun.
Yeah, it's super fun.
You know, it seems to me that cello music is, especially the famous cello music, it is just steeped in tradition. You know what I mean? And like,
yes.
And I'm just like, what would Bach think of what you're doing? Not that it's any of his business, but I'm just curious what you think he would think.
I'm not really sure if he'd like it. I mean, a lot of my music is sort of durations of things. I mean, obviously I love Bach and play Bach a lot by myself, and that is sort of the most famous solo cello music that exists. I think this is kind of the polar opposite in most regards. I guess the way I like to describe it is durations of tones that are sustained for long periods of time, and tones come in above them and go away, or rhythms or rhythmic events or musical events. To me, I think the most interesting bit is that it's not subdivisions of beats that are put together to make the music, but it's more like durations of events. There's not, you know, a prescribed emotion, or there's not a purpose, or there's not a specific depiction. There may be an inspiration behind it, but I don't think that's even so relevant. It's sort of a blank canvas for the listener, you know, so you're really doing something for someone who's listening to it, as opposed to making them experience something. You're sort of inviting them to choose their own adventure or something. The effect is that it doesn't sound like a cello anymore. It's just sort of a different exploration, I guess, about how a cello can sound, you know, not like a cello.
How many years have you played the cello?
I started when I was 3.
Okay.
So 34 years.
Are you trying to get beyond the cello?
I don't know. I guess maybe since in all these 34 years of playing it, I'm just kind of tired of the sound. Or I want to use it with restraint. I don't want this, just the cello sound, to be the main, the sound. There's so many possibilities. It's overwhelming, you know.
Wow, that blew me away. What does it feel like for you as a performer to play that music?
Well, it definitely doesn't feel like 12 minutes. It's always a little surprising when we get to the end. It's sort of like, oh, we're already here.
That's Clarice Jensen. She's the artistic director of the American Contemporary Music Ensemble. She was in our studio talking with Charles Monroe Kane and performing pieces from her new album. It's called For This That Will Be Filled.